Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Women and Winds will be our program this week. We'll hear from composers Minna Keel, Ruth Crawford Seeger, Libby Larson, Jin-Hee Kim, and Nancy Galbraith. And we'll hear why one particular person didn't think women should play wind instruments. We'll begin with Minna Keel. She was born Minna Narenstein in the East End of London in 1909. Her parents were Russian Jewish immigrants who arrived in London from Byelorussia a few years previously and ran a Hebrew publishing and bookselling business. As a child, Keel listened to her mother singing Hebrew folk songs and her uncle playing violin by ear. She also had piano lessons and listened to endless records of violin and operatic virtuosi. Keel's father died in 1926 when she was 16. 2 years later, she entered the Royal Academy of Music, where she studied piano and took composition lessons with William Alwyn, winning a scholarship in her second year. In 1929, at the age of 20, Keel left the academy under pressure from friends and relatives and gave up her musical studies in order to help her mother with the family business. She married in 1931 and had a son. Although she had stopped composing, she continued to play the piano, and her early works were occasionally heard. Minna Keel led an eventful life. During the 1930s, she set up a local committee to help Jewish children escaping Nazi Germany and became very involved in left-wing politics at the time of the Spanish Civil War. When her marriage broke up during the Second World War, she went to work in an aircraft factory where she met her future second husband, engineering fitter Bill Keel. He was also a poet. She joined the British Communist Party in 1939. In 1963, she took a job in the fur trade. When she retired from that at the age of 60, she began taking a few piano pupils. One particularly nervous pupil was facing his Associated Board exam, which is taken quite seriously in England, and Minna decided he would stand a much better chance of passing it if he was examined at her home. She managed to arrange it, and, by chance, the examiner on this occasion was composer Justin Connolly. After he saw some of Keel's early compositions, he encouraged her to start writing again. A few years later, her son gave her some composition lessons with Connolly as a Christmas present. When she was 80, her first orchestral work, a symphony, was performed in the 1989 Proms concert with the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Oliver Newson. Keel had completed the work 4 years previously, and it was only the third work she had completed after taking up composition again after a gap of almost 46 years. When interviewed for her Proms debut in 1989, Minna Keel explained what her return to composition meant to her. "I felt I was coming to the end of my life," she said, "but now I feel as if I'm just beginning. I feel as if I'm living my life in reverse." In 1992, the BBC broadcast a 45-minute documentary on Minna's life entitled A Life in Reverse. The wind quintet we'll be listening to is dedicated to William Alwyn, the teacher she studied with at the Royal Academy of Music when she was 18. It is her Opus 2, meaning it is the second piece she wrote after her 46-year hiatus from composing. This quintet is in 5 movements. Keel tells us that she initially worked out 5 different musical sentences, each becoming a particular instrument, and these sentences form the basis of the piece. We'll hear it now with the group Lontano, conducted by Orlin de la Martinez.
Thank you.